KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Sinorama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Because chlorine itself is kind of a bleach, and it does have bleaching effects on the skin and hair. But there are also harmful chemicals that are formed in the pool called chloramines. And that, you know, when people say, well, this pool smells like chlorine, actually chlorine is kind of odorless. but it's the chloramines that form when mixed with, shall I delicately say, bodily secretions that are virtually inevitable when you're in a pool. You know, even skin fragments slough off, and products like sweat, but also other body secretions sometimes find their way into the pool water. And these organic compounds combine with chlorine, and they form dangerous chloramines. And so one of the ways to block the effects of what are called halogens — halogens include chlorine, you know, fluorine, and some of these gaseous substances — is to take some additional iodine. So iodine as a supplement is kind of an antidote to some of the stuff that you find in pools. That's something that you take orally. But I got to say that I've been swimming up a storm lately, you know, sometimes as much as 3 times a week or 4 times a week in the pool. And I noticed that I started to develop a body itch. And that's because I don't pay enough attention to moisturizing my skin, especially in the winter when it's dry. And, you know, I set these sort of itchy red marks, and I looked it up, and these are absolutely characteristic of a chlorine rash that frequent swimmers get. And there are a variety of products that are available that address that. There are body washes that purport to remove some of the chlorine from your skin. I'm not sure if they're better than, you know, ordinary soap. There are also skin moisturizers, which I began to apply assiduously. I get them from swimoutlet.com. And there's a whole range of products that are designed to address precisely what you're concerned about, which is the adverse effects of spending a lot of time in chlorinated pools. There are also shampoos, because you can actually get damage to your hair from chronic exposure to chlorine. And then there are conditioners to restore some of the oils that may be stripped out. So the other thing, quite simply, you could moisturize your skin with coconut oil. That's a great moisturizer. And it also has anti-inflammatory and anti-free radical effects. And even has some antifungal and antibacterial effects. So there you have it. But, you know, look, there's no question that the benefits of swimming outweigh its downsides. It's a great sport, and it's also a great way to stay healthy, you know, well into your 70s and 80s and beyond. And I, you know, really enjoy swimming. It's a great workout, and it's relatively merciful, you know, on your knees and hips and ankles, body parts, lower back. Those body parts take a beating sometimes when you pound the pavement outside running. So I'm a big advocate of swim. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's another thing I'm a big advocate of: CBD. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system that regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control. And so I consider it, you know, not just something that knocks you out or that deals with pain or puts you into a chill mood state. It's also anti-inflammatory, and it works on the immune system. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blend, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep, both of which I use, especially the CBD Calm during the unsuccessful playoff run of the New York Knicks, because those games got me really uptight. But the CBD Sleep indeed helped me to fall asleep within 10 minutes of some of these tragic losses. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients, offering non-habit-forming options in natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. I can vouch for that. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused without a hangover. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness blends. They're really great. Overuse of CT scans could cause 100,000 extra cancers in the U.S. That's a story that came up, last month. This is a problem because we are scan crazy in the United States. You know, remember, you know, if you're older, if you were a kid, you know, you're on the jungle gym and you fell and you banged your head. And so they would put, you know, some ice on it. And, you know, if it was really bad, they'd send you home. But otherwise, just carry on. Now, with all the liability laws, even if you have a mild bump on your head as a kid, you're going to get a CT scan. And occasionally that can be life-saving. But the vast majority of these CT scans are superfluous. Kids don't have, other than a mild concussion, there's no brain bleed. And so kids are being exposed to undue radiation. 93 million CT scans were carried out in 2023. The number of CT scans carried out in the United States has risen by 30% since 2009. So I think a lot of it is a CYA thing. They also do even higher dose scans, CT PET scans, which involve even more radiation. The model for this, and again, this is not like, there's no way of telling. You know, when somebody comes down with cancer, they can say, well, was it caused by your CT scan? But they did a model based on the amount of radiation and cumulative radiation that humans can tolerate, and they estimate that 9,700 cancers occur among the 2.5 million children who have received CT scans due to the CT scanning. So they say that CT scanning must be clinically justified and that, you know, scan after scan after scan, the harms are ultimately magnified. Another article, are ICU patients overexposed to radiation? They say clinicians are trigger happy when it comes to CT scans in the intensive care unit. They say a week in the intensive care unit can expose critically ill patients to radiation levels that exceed yearly or even five-year cumulative limits set by federal officials for occupational exposure in jobs like nuclear reactor technician. So this is crazy. 4% of patients receive cumulative effective doses of radiation above 50. There's a unit of measure, which is the yearly limit set by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. So, is there a risk to all that radiation? Indeed, there is. And when we return, I'll talk about some innovative solutions. You know, we get a lot of questions from people saying, well, I'm about to get a CT scan or I'm about to get a CT PET scan. Is there anything I can do? And I've endeavored to answer those questions over the years, but there's news about some promising protective measures that you can undertake before a CT scan or a series of nuclear medicine studies. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my intelligent Imagine Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit HealthyGut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's HealthyGut.com, HealthyGut.com for Holozyme.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Recent studies show that thousands of people, perhaps as many as 100,000 people, might be might be subjecting themselves to increased risk of cancer due to excessive x-rays, and in particular CAT scans. CT scans are much more powerful than ordinary x-rays. So you sprain your ankle, they do a little x-ray of your ankle, okay, no biggie. MRIs, no radiation, but CT scans, very powerful radiation, and they are to some extent overused, particularly in kids. I think kids might be more vulnerable to the effects of the radiation associated with CT scans. Okay, so possible solutions. In the past I've talked about antioxidants, in particular things like N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C. Here's a study. The effect of prophylactic oral vitamin C use on DNA double-strand breaks. Double-strand breaks indicate radiation damage after abdominal contrast-enhanced CT. So these actually, your DNA gets damaged when you get a CT scan. And what they found was that merely by taking vitamin C prior to a scan, you can reduce the incidence of DNA damage from radiation. And they also allude to the fact that you can take NAC. NAC is a potent antioxidant. So fast forward to a recent interview that I did with an innovative interventional radiologist named Kieran Murphy, who noted that some of his colleagues were developing cataracts because they were exposed to too much radiation on one side of their, it was like one side predominant where the radiation was coming from when they were doing imaging studies under x-ray guidance or CT guidance, and even a higher incidence of brain cancers. And so he developed a 7-pill cocktail to reduce DNA damage from ionizing radiation. And I see it's available. It's a product from Cora Nutraceuticals. It's called Halo. This product would be ideal for, people who work in the industry or, people who work around nuclear reactors or in the military. But it would be helpful. And some of the ingredients are interesting. Quercetin, vitamin E, coenzyme Q10, alpha lipoic acid, vitamin C, of course, astaxanthin, a pigment that is found, a red pigment found in nature that's used to color salmon. Zeaxanthin, good for the eyes, but also potent antioxidant. Folic acid, vitamin B12, and another antioxidant, selenium. All those ingredients together, they say, could significantly reduce DNA damage from radiation, and they've actually done studies on this, and they found that the production of byproducts of DNA damage and radiation free radicals were reduced after taking supplements of this kind. So, yeah, consider supplements if you're about to undergo an imaging procedure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 is our number.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Convention and Sports Authority, Events DC is your one-stop shop for planning in the nation's capital. From the Walter E. Washington Convention Center to the historic Carnegie Library and more, they manage the venues that make events shine. Conventions, sports, entertainment, and cultural celebrations. Events DC brings them all to life. Make your next event a DC event. Visit eventsdc.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our show is based in part on your input, and if you call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, you can record a question as did this individual, so let's hear that.
I'm calling with a question on having low red blood cell count and a low white blood cell count, and also a low hemoglobin count. What can be attributed to this? I've been diagnosed as a borderline, having borderline anemia. I was tested for my folic acid and for my B12, and I checked out fine on those. I'm supposed to be hearing from a hematologist to set up an appointment. Could you tell me anything I should know? What could possibly be causing this problem? I look forward to hearing your answer.
Okay. So this is a very common problem as people age, is that their bone marrow gets tired. Actually, our blood cells, all of the different types of blood cells, the white blood cells, the red blood cells, and the platelets all come from our bone marrow. And as we age, our, you know, just as other parts of our body age and become less functional, our bone marrow gets tired, and then there's a reduction in the production of red blood cells, and sometimes white blood cells, and sometimes platelets. And so this is under the rubric of what are called myelodysplastic disorders. And actually, there's a world's expert on this subject. His name is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Yeah, my namesake. He's a guy who's a hematologist at Mount Sinai here in New York. And I used to get some of his mail. And once I got told that my Mercedes was ready to be picked up, but no, I don't have a Mercedes. Anyway, he has devised some really cutting-edge therapies for these conditions where people develop various forms of anemia. But a hematologist is the right person to see, because it could be the bone marrow is tired, or it could be that outside the bone marrow there's some sort of autoimmune attack against the cells. Usually you can rule this out by looking at things like iron and folate and B12. These are, I think, the main things to look at. Sometimes there's a Miracle-Gro approach to raising red and white blood cell counts via nutrition, but the problem sometimes is not the raw materials. The problem is the factory. So, again, you know, the analogy that I'll use is, you know, if you say, hey, you know, I just ordered a new car. What's the hang-up? And they say, well, you know, it's going to be 3 months till you get your delivery in your new car. And you say, well, look, why can't you just send more glass, rubber, aluminum, steel to the factory so that my car will be made sooner? And the problem, though, is the choke point is the factory. There's not enough workers to assemble those raw materials, and that's what's happening in the bone marrow. There may be enough raw materials, so simply by providing lots and lots of raw materials, you're not going to increase your production of these essential blood elements. So get it checked out. It may be benign, because, you know, sometimes as you age, they go, yeah, okay, no biggie. We'll watch it. It's not going to turn into anything really bad. The good news is that for men, a slight reduction in the red blood cell count, or the hemoglobin, or the hematocrit, makes them equivalent to many women in terms of their counts. And women do pretty much okay with slightly lower counts than men. Another way of addressing that in men, and it's kind of a workaround, is if you give a little bit of testosterone, and you don't just do it, you know, willy-nilly, but if your testosterone levels are low and you feel a little devitalized, giving testosterone can somewhat increase your counts. And that's not addressing the underlying cause. It's simply stoking the production, especially of red blood cells, and can affect your overall well-being as well as increase your counts. So that might be an avenue worth looking at, but you need the workup from the hematologist or what they might do. They'll do a lot of blood tests. They might even do a bone marrow test, taking a sample of your bone marrow to look at it under a microscope and see what's going on there, stain it in certain ways, and figure out if there's an underlying condition that's responsible for your lowered counts. So there you have it. And that's for me. I'm the other Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. Folks, I've got exciting news about one of my favorite products, NT Factor. You've heard me extol the benefits of NT Factor, about its natural energy-producing benefits, and its anti-aging effects. Now, they're offering a rare 50% off sale on one of their most important products, NT Factor with D3K2. I talked about K2 earlier in the program about its potential brain benefits. Well, now you can get D3K2 along with your NT Factor in a chewable vanilla wafer that combines vitamins D3 and K2 with patented NT Factor lipids, which provides comprehensive support for your bone health, cardiovascular health, and mitochondrial function. The unique synergy of these three nutrients ensures efficient calcium metabolism, reduction in oxidative stress, and restoration of your cellular energy production, as well as potentially cognitive benefits. It's perfect for anyone dealing with fatigue, age-related conditions, or chronic illness. Visit ntfactor.com to take advantage of this rare, limited-time, 50% off offer. This is a great time. the stock up. And if you haven't tried it, this is a great opportunity to get started. Just use coupon code 50OFF at checkout at ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for 50% off ntfactor with D3K2. All right. We also, a theme on this program is the benefits of polyphenols in foods and sort of the notion, eat the rainbow. But tea and coffee also contribute to the polyphenol quotient that we obtain. And I these days, I'm not the biggest fan of tea, but I've sort of made myself use a little bit more tea. I'm a big fan of coffee. I drink a lot of decaf, and there may be antioxidant benefits. There's dark polyphenols in coffee and in dark chocolate, as well as in tea. But tea has special benefits in terms of polyphenols. And actually, for many folks, tea and coffee are the only polyphenols that they take in. They take in very little in the way of polyphenols from fresh fruits and vegetables. So that counts. New study. Tea, berries, dark chocolate, and apples could lead to a longer lifespan. Now, the interesting part of the study that's not emphasized so much in the press reports is, yes, these things are beneficial. They say flavonoids are found in plant foods like tea, blueberries, strawberries, oranges, apples, grapes, and even red wine and dark chocolate. And my goodness, I consume so much of these. I even take an EGCG green tea supplement. I put matcha in my shake. Matcha is a form of green tea that has imparts a nice flavor, but is also rich in polyphenols. And I have lots of fresh berries. I have dark chocolate. And so I think I'm covered. But it turns out that it's, and I take, by the way, quercetin supplements and resveratrol supplements, so additional polyphenols. What they're saying here is it's not so much the amount that you get from one source. They say higher habitual intakes of dietary flavonoids have been linked with lower risk of all-cause mortality and major chronic diseases. And in this study, they compiled what's called a flavo-diet score. So, which means that you obtain your bioflavonoids or your polyphenols from a variety of sources. Diversify your polyphenol portfolio. And it is more, not the overall quantity, but the diversity of dietary flavonoids that's associated with health benefits. So cardiovascular benefits, obviously brain benefits, and overall reduction in inflammation. Inflammaging is one of the important factors that determines your rate of aging, and by reducing inflammaging with dietary polyphenols, you can achieve greater health span and potentially greater lifespan. So the bottom line is, on the study, our study provides inaugural evidence that we may also need to advise increasing diversity of intake of these compounds for optimal benefits. It may be that they work synergistically to support each other as part of a constellation of healthy nutrients. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's bone support formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. The big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Yes, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filtered Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no-clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
877-726-8255. That's the number. Call, record a question, gets you on the program. Let's take one more call.
Dr. Hoffman, what medicines, nutraceuticals, do you recommend to prevent macular degeneration? Thank you.
Okay. So macular degeneration is a degeneration in the part of the back of the eye that forms images that where electrical impulses go to the brain and essentially you can see. And typically people with macular degeneration have problems in the center of their vision as opposed to glaucoma where it's kind of around, it's kind of like the halo, the periphery of your vision. And it's a common problem as people age, a little more common in light-skinned, blue-eyed women than in men, but it's a ubiquitous problem, can occur in all races, people with any color of eyes or skin pigment. And it is one of the first conditions where it really was acknowledged that nutrition makes a difference. So kudos to ophthalmologists and eye doctors who now routinely recommend supplements for people with macular degeneration. And the first research was done with zinc. A guy named Craig Newsom at, I think it was LSU, who first did the research back in the 1980s when I was getting started. And it was exciting that zinc could slow the progression of macular degeneration. But there's some new think on zinc when it comes to macular degeneration, because zinc is usually helpful for macular degeneration, but for some individuals who have certain gene variations, they may actually experience increased progression of their macular degeneration with zinc. So when treating macular degeneration, I think it might be advisable to get a gene test and see if you have these genetic variants that determine whether zinc is beneficial or whether zinc is harmful. Okay? Because especially too much of a good thing can be harmful. Well, in this case, people with a certain genetic variant, complement factor H and another gene, when combined, these individuals with certain risk alleles genetically may experience increased progression of age-related macular degeneration when treated with zinc. So zinc, yeah, see, I mean, it's in all the eye formulas, but I would say you have to be a little careful with zinc. Now, other things, lutein and zeaxanthin, these are antioxidant carotenoid pigments, yellow and orange, that are rich in eggs and in leafy greens and in corn. Zeaxanthin actually comes from the word, I think it's the Latin word for corn. And so these pigments actually help the eye resist the effects of ultraviolet radiation and smoke and the free radicals that cause initiation and progression of macular degeneration. Also, there's evidence that DHA from fish oil, particularly DHA, but fish oil always contains a little bit of DHA and EPA in different ratios, but it's the DHA that's kind of the business end of that. There may also be some benefits from things that support the mitochondria, like coenzyme Q10 or nicotinamide riboside, or indeed urolithin A or NT factor, because the eye is a very high-energy part of the body. And as the mitochondria start to fail, the color-sensing cells within the back of the eye may deteriorate, and there can be a progression. So when it comes to the wet form, you know, there's wet and dry. When it comes to the wet form, it appears that bioflavonoids may play a role. So, yes, quercetin, and, yes, other potent bioflavonoids. They wouldn't hurt in eye conditions in any case. So there you have it. I definitely think that there's room for nutritional support in the prevention and treatment of macular degeneration. It's just that zinc question may make it a little bit more nuanced. Okay, so this study, it's actually not a study. It's an article in New Scientist that, you remember we talked about the downsides of long-term antidepressants. We talked about the downsides of long-term antihistamines. Along that theme, how does the pill affect your brain? We're talking about oral contraceptives. And New Scientist has run an article about the potential downsides of long-term reliance on oral hormonal contraceptives. They say that the birth control pill may alter the risk of mood disorders such as depression and anxiety. A study that just came out in May shows that women on oral contraception face a threefold increased risk of what's called cryptogenic ischemic stroke. In other words, little tiny strokes that are not obvious but block the flow of blood to the brain. That's not good, but, you know, we know that there's an increased stroke risk if you simultaneously smoke and take oral contraceptives. Well, even if you don't smoke, these tiny strokes may occur in your brain. There's also some studies that show some degree of brain shrinkage. They say that evidence is mounting that the use of oral contraceptives change structures within the brain with the potential for adverse effects. There are lasting structural changes to something called the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. Why is that important? That's an area known for its role in processing fear. So there's a concern, and we do see kind of an epidemic of anxiety, depression among our young women. Some of that is societal pressures, but a fairly high percentage are taking hormonal contraceptives, and these may have an adverse effect on brain function. Moreover, and this article doesn't even mention this, but it's important to note that women have testosterone too. In fact, it might be surprising to many of you women that you, before menopause, you actually have three times as much testosterone as you do estrogen. We tend to think of estrogen as the defining female hormone. It's like, yeah, men have a lot more. Men have like 30 times as much estrogen, and they have usually 10 or 20 times more testosterone than most women. But women have testosterone too, and it's important. And when you take a birth control pill, it kills your testosterone. So symptoms like vaginal dryness, inability to experience orgasm, lack of sex drive, very common in women who take the pill. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's important to avoid unwanted pregnancy, but there may be downsides to the pill and its impact long-term on women's brains. So, yeah, not nice to fool with Mother Nature is the theme. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember that if you're looking for supplements, you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements at my full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Go over to drhoffman.com to find podcasts. You can find them in all the usual places, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, etc. And subscribe to our newsletter. We've got great free information there. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. Have a great weekend.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The trials and tribulations of false progressivism are upon us, and their forces have gathered strength like never before. What's the solution? Join us on Liberty Nation Radio to find out.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. All eyes on Tropical Storm Barbara off the southwest coast of Mexico. No coastal watches or warnings have been issued, but forecasters say the storm will likely become the first hurricane of the season. President Trump deploys National Guard troops to Los Angeles. Here's correspondent Andrew Stewart.
L.A. is where protests led to clashes between immigration authorities and demonstrators. Confrontations broke out again for a second day on Saturday. The White House says in a statement that President Trump was deploying the guardsmen to address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester in California. But Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has objected to the president's move.
Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Federal immigration authorities arrested more than 40 people gathered outside a federal detention center demanding their release. Police used pepper spray and threw tear gas at protesters, trying to get them to disperse. ICE officers executed search warrants at several locations. I'm Donna Warder.
A Michigan man is facing charges after police say he called in a fake bomb threat at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. U.S. Attorney's Office in Michigan says Charles Robinson was planning to fly to Los Angeles Thursday, but missed his flight and was told to rebook. Officials say Robinson then called Spirit Airlines to report a threat, saying there would be someone who's going to try to blow up the flight. The flight was immediately postponed, and everyone on board had to deplane. They finally got on their way in the afternoon. The Israeli government is vowing to prevent a boat carrying far-left activist Greta Thunberg and others from reaching the Gaza Strip. The defense minister says Israel will not allow anyone to break its naval blockade that prevents terror group Hamas from importing arms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that, you can't go there, you can't play your favorite sport, you better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
A runaway pet zebra is captured in Tennessee.
The Rutherford County Sheriff says Ed, well, Ed is the zebra, not the sheriff, says Ed was captured Sunday in a pasture. He was airlifted by helicopter to an animal trailer. The zebra had been on the loose since the last day of May. He'd been seen running along an interstate before disappearing into the woods, and nobody seems to know where old Ed came from. Ed quickly, however, became an instant hero on the Internet. Jason Walker reporting.
Sovereignty is the winner of this year's Belmont Stakes. That means the horse, along with jockey Junior Alvarado, have won two legs of this year's Triple Crown after their victory at the Kentucky Derby. Preakness Stakes winner Journalism took second, and Baeza took third. Wendy's bringing its bacon to select grocery stores. The restaurant-inspired bacon first spotted at a Kroger. News and analysis, townhall.com. A Japanese company is halting a $1.6 billion BMW electronic vehicle battery factory in South Carolina for now.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the company is dealing with the potential loss of federal tax breaks for electric vehicle buyers and incentives for EV businesses, as well as tariff uncertainties under the Trump administration. Automotive Energy Supply Corporation announced the halt on construction Thursday, but didn't say why, and it's promising to restart the building eventually and hire 1,600 workers. The company says it's already invested $1 billion. I'm Donna Water.
A three-judge appeals court panel rules against the Associated Press in its continuing bid to restore access to events involving President Trump. Two judges of the U.S. Court of Appeals agreed with the Trump administration that a president has discretion to invite whomever he wants to cover him in small spaces. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cinerama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that
you're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
You're invited to learn the basics of American Sign Language, brought to you by United Way. These free classes will be led by native deaf signer Liz Southworth. You'll learn ASL letters, essential phrases, and full sentences to help you introduce yourself and communicate with confidence. A second session begins Friday, June 13th, and runs every Friday from 5 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. through August 8th. Learn the basics of American Sign Language. Email NinersFan6@gmail.com to sign up today.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Place providing hands-on care has to operate and conform to the requirements of the licensure that they have been granted by the state where they reside, where they provide the care. Okay, so long-term care, also known as a nursing home, that's that highest level of care, that's the medical model. That is a level of care, long-term care. That's the level. And again, that's the medical model. It's the highest level of care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home, skilled nursing, the health center. There are, you know, all sorts of ways to describe that. I just call it long-term care because that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. Okay. Maybe you need the level of care that would be the assisted living level of care. So the assisted living level of care operates per its licensure. And if the assisted living level, if you've listened to this program for any length of time at all, you would know that that is the level of care. And it's very popular. Lots and lots of people go to the assisted living level of care and receive great care. So that's the level of care that will help you with your activities of daily living. It's not a medical model. It's really more of a social model where they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. They can provide incontinence support if that would be necessary. They manage your medications. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration at that point. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation to get out of the building to see your own doctor that you've seen for the last 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, or maybe a specialist. There's a lot to like about the assisted living level of care, but that is a level of care. So we have long-term care, which does all of that plus medical care, diabetic management with insulin injection, wound care, catheter care, urinary catheter care, tube feeding, two-person transfer, heavy, heavy physical care, plus all these medical care areas, ostomy care, those sort of things, okay? So you have long-term care, assisted living. What about residential care? Now, not all states have this, but most do. I generally refer to that, I say generally, as assisted living light. So their licensure would require that the residents living there, generally speaking, are a little higher functioning, a little less staffing. They do a little bit less for you, but there's still some care and management and oversight. Now, what about the Home Plus? Now, this is something pretty unique to the state of Kansas. So, for example, Missouri would just refer to this as assisted living. But in Kansas, they have created a level of care called Home Plus. So it's basically speaking, it's the assisted living level of care, but it's provided in a house, literally in a house. So that home-like setting, they've got that down. Okay, so it's in a house. Typically, you're going to see 4 to 6 residents up to maybe about 12 residents. So usually the staffing ratios are really great at the Home Plus level. Typically 1 to 4 is pretty common for a higher-functioning Home Plus residence or house. Maybe 1 to 5 or 6, but 1 to 4 is pretty common. That's a very good staffing ratio. And then you may have an intermediate care facility, which is essentially long-term care without the Medicare certification. Okay, so if all of that has your head spinning already, this is why senior care consulting exists. We are not intimidated by this. We speak this. This is what we do. And we walk our clients through all of this. We have a proprietary 6-page geriatric care assessment, and that helps us work together with you to determine the proper level of care. And that's the first thing that you must determine before ever thinking about beginning your search. And back to that shotgun approach, all kinds of people with very good intentions, and they're very busy, and they feel good about it because they're working on this. Okay, well, I'm going to go look at that place. And there's a new place on my way to work, and so-and-so at church said that, you know, this is a good place. And they're checking all these places out. Maybe all these places are the assisted living level of care when what you actually need is long-term care. You've just wasted all of your time, okay? And that's really, really easy to do. I'm not scolding you, okay, or anything like that. I'm just trying to make my point that you really need to determine several things here before beginning your search, so your search is more focused and less kind of scattered, so you don't waste time. Again, saving dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time. All right, number two, what type of care do you require? Well, what do you mean, Steve? The level of care, I mean, that's all we need, right? Nope, it's not that easy. So maybe you need just general, I call it general care, just everyday, good old-fashioned general care that is offered at the particular level of care that you require. What about memory care? Well, Steve, isn't that at a place? Nope, it's not. That's a type of care. So memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment, period. That's it. And that can be offered at the long-term care level of care, the assisted living level of care, at the residential care level of care, at the home plus level of care, and the intermediate care facility level of care. That just blew a whole bunch of people's minds right there. Well, I thought it was a place. No, it's not. It's a type of care that can be offered at a whole bunch of different levels of care. What about skilled nursing and rehab? Well, yeah, Steve, we're going to need that skilled nursing and rehab paid for by Medicare. Well, if that is the case, then that is only offered at the long-term care level of care. You cannot get that in the assisted living level of care. And then you have other types of care, mental health care, hospice care, respite care. So it gets pretty complicated, folks. So what to determine before beginning your search? Level of care, less than that. But let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Memory care is a level of care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Mm-hmm. This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
So again, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. So if that person needs help with their bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, medication distribution, some of those sort of things, then they would be properly placed or qualified at the assisted living level of care, where that assisted living provider provides general care and memory care. So memory care, to get a quick ticket to memory care, I think the primary reason to get you in there, or that would qualify you to be transferred there, or maybe move in on day one, in memory care, is that you are what the industry calls an elopement risk or a flight risk. So maybe you're not trying to cause any troubles, but you're looking around and you're like, you know what? This place is pretty nice, but it's not where I live. I'm going home. And then you're out. You're trying the door. You're out of there because you're going to walk home. This is not my home. It's a nice place. The people are really nice. My neighbors are friendly, but it's not where I live, right? And God bless these people. They have dementia. They have Alzheimer's, you know, one of the other forms of dementia, et cetera. And they're confused and they don't understand. And it's not where they it's not their house. It's not where they live. I think the second most common issue that would get you a quick ticket to memory care is overstimulation. So someone with dementia just can't process all the noise. Maybe there's too much noise. There's too much stuff going on. There are too many people around. There's just too much stuff. And then you can just see them just starting to wind up and wind up tighter and tighter. And pretty soon, boom, they're going to blow. And they're going to start yelling at people and because they can't process the stuff. And they become belligerent, maybe assertive. They may even become combative. Okay, so they need a smaller, quiet space, less noise, less lights, fewer people, shorter hallways, all and a code on the door. Okay, you can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security. Okay, I think those are the two main reasons. There are some other reasons that you may need to be in there. Your behavior could just be disruptive. You're walking in and out of everyone's room. You're walking into someone else's room. You're going in and you're laying down in their bed, and it's very upsetting to that person. Get them out of here, right? So that's another issue that would get you a quick ticket to memory care because they kind of expect that in the memory care area. Okay, so memory care is a type of care that you could find at that long-term care / nursing home level where you need a lot heavier care, you have some medical needs. It could be found in the other primary area that you could receive memory care would be at that assisted living level of care where you need help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication distribution, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, and there are some others as well. That would be the two main ones, okay? Then the skilled nursing and rehab, we talked about that, mental health care, hospice care, respite care, all of those are the types of care. So you have carefully determined what level of care you need and what type of care you need. Now, here's the the 800-pound elephant in the room, so to speak. How are we going to pay for all this stuff? Oh, boy, it's expensive. Pretty soon I'm going to get into that, some average monthly costs. And if you're driving, you might want to pull over to the side of the road. When I talk about that, I don't want to cause you to veer off the road. You're like, what? So it is very expensive. But if you hear the term private pay, that means you're writing a check. I mean, you're using your own resources to pay for your care. You know, what about Medicare? What does it pay for? What about Medicaid? What is Medicaid? What does it pay for? How do you qualify for that? Okay, what about long-term care insurance? Does that factor into this? And I would say absolutely yes. I believe the national statistic, about 5 to 6% of people needing care actually have long-term care insurance policies. So if you have one, hang on to it. Hang on to it because when that thing kicks in, it's worth its weight in gold, and it is protecting your assets because it's offsetting that cost. It's paying for the majority of the cost, maybe all of the cost. Okay, then what about the VA aid and attendance benefit? Do you qualify for that? How much will you receive? And then how much will that help your financial outlook here when paying for the high cost of senior care? And then you have location. Like in real estate, location, location, location. And it is important. We all want the convenience of this place being close to us. But I think the better question is, how far are you willing to travel to get the best care for your loved one? That's a question I ask every single one of my clients with Senior Care Consulting. Well, Steve, I don't want to drive too far out, but you know, maybe 30 minutes or so from where we live or where mom lives or dad lives. Okay, whatever that point is. Maybe in Johnson County or Jackson County or north of the river or, Steve, anywhere on the Missouri side or the Kansas side. And this conversation could be had all around the country, obviously. How far out can we look and are you willing to drive to find the best care for your loved one? So location parameters, very important. And then last but definitely not least, any personal preferences and needs. So this would be something very specific to you or your loved one. So I've had several clients say, Steve, mother has played the piano for several decades, and it's part of her DNA at this point. And it would be fantastic if they had a piano where she would be welcome to play. And I'm a musician, so I understand that. I don't think that's a would be nice to have. I think that's a gotta have. Okay. And so we need to find a place that's important to that particular person. Maybe not to everyone, but that particular person. Another one of my clients said, never serve my mother any fowl. Anything with the beak on it, forget it. No turkey at Thanksgiving, no grilled chicken sandwiches, etc. So what to determine before beginning your search? You need to know the level of care, the type of care, payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs. And coming up next, I will review all of the levels of care, what they provide, and their average monthly cost.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
And wide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This
is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
There's nothing better than a good book or audiobook.
Everand is the leading destination for millions of ebooks, audiobooks, and more. We're on a mission to create a world of stories and knowledge because we believe the best stories are the ones you like.
That's Gemma Craven from Everand, and they've just completed their 2025 State of Reading report.
What we're finding is that people want to read what they want, where they want, and how they want. And they really like having the choice of format. In fact, 77% of readers are actually using ebook and audiobook daily or weekly. And they do really want that variety that I was talking about.
50% like both physical and digital books, with the bottom line being people love options. Your place of ebooks and audiobooks is Everand.com. That's Everand.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're talking today about what to determine before ever beginning your search. You need to know the level of care required. And here's what we do at Senior Care Consulting. We don't just look at today. I am a meticulous planner, and I look ahead. I look way ahead, and I anticipate needs, and I anticipate other levels of care and other things like that that may be required or will be required down the road. So look at today, but also plan for the future when you're doing all this. So you need to know the level of care, the type of care, the payment methods, how we're going to pay for this. It's all very expensive, as I'll share here in a little bit. Location parameters and any personal preferences and needs. All right, once you have that down, now you can have a very targeted and focused search. So let me review the different levels of care and then get into the average monthly cost. So the first stop, if you will, in this progression of senior care communities would be referred to as independent living. Okay, there's no care provided at independent living, but this is really more of a lifestyle change. So let's say you're living in your house and you're using about 20% of your house because all the family's gone and moved out and the house is becoming, home ownership is becoming burdensome. And you don't want to worry about hot water heaters anymore and leaves in the gutter and cracks in the foundation and mowing the lawn and scooping the snow and all the stuff and the roof leaking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're done with that. And you want a lifestyle change. You want to downsize, shed yourself of that home ownership responsibility, and then move into an independent living community. So you're on your own. But you're definitely not alone. You have a very nice apartment. You have a fully equipped kitchen, so you can cook anything, anytime you want. It's your place. You can do what you want to do. But they do offer a meal, at least one kind of the main meal per day, typically. Sometimes they'll offer a couple of meals per day. Sometimes I even see all three. But they always offer the main meal and maybe another one. Okay, and they also offer transportation, so you don't have to worry about going out in the rain or the crummy weather. They offer transportation maybe once a week to run to the grocery store, maybe another place to run to another, you know, general store just to get stuff. There are socialization opportunities there, but again, you are fully independent. You can come and go as you'd like, anytime you want. But you have some of these other benefits and amenities at independent living. Okay. The next step in this continuum, if you will, and it's a pretty wide lane. It's the assisted living level of care. You might notice I said level of care. There is care provided at the assisted living level of care, according to the licensure that they must operate from and meet all the requirements in your particular state. Again, it's a social model. They help with the activities of daily living. They can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. And you may not need help with all of those things. You can pick and choose. You don't have to have help with everything. If you don't need help using the toilet, then, of course, they're not going to help you. But if you need help with any or all of those things, minimally or fully, that's what they're there to help you with. And they can do all of that. They can help out there's a limit here, to a point with your incontinence care and support and management, if that would be necessary. They distribute your medications. They'll order it, manage it, make sure you get them on time. That's huge. They make all of your meals at this point. So you'll have a small kitchenette where you can reheat stuff, but you're not doing any cooking anymore. They're taking care of all that for you. They'll provide all the snacks and hydration for you throughout the day. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement and quality of life. There's transportation to get out of the building to go see your doctor, go see a specialist. Doctors also make house calls. This is pretty important, I think. So you don't have to use usually there's always one, maybe a couple of doctors, physicians that would come into the building. They're making a house call. So we think, oh, that's so old fashioned. No one does that. Well, yeah, they do. If you live in an assisted living community, a doctor will come to your apartment and make a house call. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to get in your car. You don't have to drive anywhere. They come to you. And that, I think it's huge. Okay, so you have a lot of support at that assisted living level of care. That's that wide. Now, graphically, if we were on television, and I give this presentation all the time. I do tons of presentations for different employers and civic groups and churches, et cetera. But in the assisted living level of care, there's a lot of leeway. You can choose to provide very little care. And then it's marketing. Oh, we have a vibrant, independent community. We're on the go all the time, and all of healthy lifestyles, and we're walking clubs, and you know all this stuff. And they can choose to provide a little bit of care. Some of them are clear over to the other side, leaning towards long-term care, providing a tremendous amount of care in an effort to keep you out of a nursing home, out of long-term care. Oh, and by the way, everything in between. So I think that is the second most difficult level of care to go out and try to tackle on your own, because you could go to six different places, hear six different stories about what they do and what they offer, and they could all be true. That one's really tough, because there's a pretty wide range of what they can do and what they can offer. That's the assisted living level of care. And then you move over. Graphically, I've got them kind of in a progression here. Then you move over to long-term care. Again, also known to many people as a nursing home. That's the medical model. And they can, and they do provide everything that assisted living provides, plus full medical care. And that could be a two-person transfer And God bless them, maybe they're so weak that they're bedbound. They can provide all the care that you would need, including showering on a flat gurney type of a situation, whatever's required. They can take care of you. They can provide wound care, which would require LPNs and RNs for management. They can provide catheter care. They can provide pain management injections, diabetic management with insulin injections. Provide tube feeding. It just goes on and on and on. So they can help out with all of those things. So those are the big three. So let's talk about some average pricing. Please don't wreck. If you're drinking coffee, put your coffee down. I don't want you spitting your coffee out all over your table. So when you move into independent living, Okay. It largely depends on the size of the apartment and whether you have one or two people moving in. But the big differentiation would be how nice, how new the apartment is, and then the size of the apartment. So a studio is less than a one-bedroom, is less than a two-bedroom, is less than a three-bedroom, right? So we've got that, right? So it's going to be around $3,500 a month on the low end to maybe $5,500 kind of on the upper end. You can definitely go higher than that. Maybe you could go a little bit lower than that, but that's going to be a solid range. And that's per month. Now, I have a lot of people say, well, now, wait a minute, Steve. My house is paid for. I'm just going to stay at home. Well, have you ever totaled up the cost of what it actually costs you to stay at home with your mortgage paid off? And you have homeowners insurance every month, personal property tax, and then the upkeep of, again, replacing water heaters and repairing the roof and all the stuff. If you add it all up, plus groceries and everything else, it's not that far off. Not really. Coming up next, I am going to continue this conversation on the different levels of care and the average monthly cost. So I'm going to talk about the assisted living level of care coming up, long-term care level of care, and then I'm going to throw a little curveball in there because we have a couple of other levels of care. And then I'm going to talk briefly about a continuing care retirement community. So there, like I said, this is a fire hose type of a program. Stick around. More coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
A surge in counterfeit purchases across the US is fueling a growing underground economy that's costing billions and putting jobs at risk. That's according to new research from the Transnational Alliance to Combat Illicit Trade, TRACIT, that's revealed nearly 3 in 10 US consumers feel comfortable in purchasing fake goods. Few realize that illicit trade costs the global economy more than $4.2 trillion. That's more than half of the US federal budget and enough cash to buy every home in Texas. Jeff Hardy, Director General at TRACIT, joins me now.
The U.S. is being flooded with fakes, as data from the OECD shows that 40% of counterfeits are destined for the U.S., and they're fueling a dangerous shadow economy. From fashion and cosmetics to illicit alcohol and tobacco, cheap counterfeits might feel like a bargain, but they're not. Most people don't realize that illicit trade costs the country billions in lost tax and business, and it fuels organized crime and forced labor. We urgently need government to crack down on America's illegal empire.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Was this whole Doge thing the best idea?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
After trying to save the government trillions of dollars in spending, Congress is voting to only keep $9 billion of the Doge cuts. Are they totally insulting our intelligence?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington, D.C. is where unforgettable events happen, and Events D.C. makes it all possible. As the city's official convention and sports authority, Events D.C. is your one-stop shop for planning in the nation's capital. From the Walter E. Washington Convention Center to the historic Carnegie Library and more, they manage the venues that make events shine. Conventions, sports, entertainment, and cultural celebrations. Events D.C. brings them all to life. Make your next event a D.C. event. Visit eventsdc.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're talking about the different levels of care, the average monthly cost, and this stuff is expensive. Is it worth it? Yep. If you need it, it's absolutely worth it. Okay, so we talked about independent living. Let's move on to the assisted living level of care. Again, it's the social model helping you with your activities of daily living. Already talked about that a couple of two or three times. The biggest driver on the cost differences would be the size of the apartment and how much care you need. Most places have a base charge plus a level of care charge. So if you need a little bit of help, you're going to pay a little bit of a level of care charge. If you need a lot of help, you're going to pay the base plus a higher level of care charge. And then that way, the person using fewer resources, needing less care, would pay less than someone using more resources and receiving more care. So it's a more of a fair type of a payment model, if you will. Okay, and a studio costs less than a one-bedroom, costs less than a two-bedroom. All right, so both of those things are drivers. We're looking at an average of $6,000 a month to about $9,000 a month. That should cover most of the places. And I have a lot of people asking, well, what if you have a couple and maybe one spouse needs the care, but the other spouse wants to be with them? Can they live together? Yeah, absolutely. Of course they can. And so the big question is, does that double the price? And I'm happy to say it does not. Okay. So the spouse needing the care would be charged that somewhere between $6,000 to $9,000. Okay. Depending on how much care they need and what size apartment you're in. And then the spouse that just wants to be with his or her spouse would pay a second person fee, typically around $1,000 to $1,500 a month, plus any level of care that they may need either now or in the future. So I think that's the best value for two people to live together in a care community would be found right there at that assisted living level. And then if we go over to long-term care, this is when you really need to hold on to the to your pocketbooks here. So we have a couple of different options in long-term care. And we're looking at a shared room, which means you have a roommate. Some of the rooms in the older buildings, more traditional buildings, I mean, there's a bed on each side of the room. There's a curtain down the middle. Not ideal, okay? But at this point, it's mostly about the care you receive, and it's not much about your personal space, frankly. And you can use different parts of the building throughout the day. But at that long-term care level, your room is really meant to be more of a place where you would sleep, take a nap, or sleep overnight, of course. You can stay in your room as much as you'd like, but that's not necessarily, it's really more of a bedroom kind of a situation. So that shared room, $8,000 to $9,500, again, pretty common. And then if you want a shared room, this is going to come at a premium. Again, it's mostly about the care that you receive, not very much about your personal space. So you're going to pay a premium. If you want that personal space, you're going to look at $11,000 to $12,000 to maybe upwards of $14,000, $15,000 per month. It is very expensive. Now the curveball. Well, Steve, you mentioned earlier there's a residential care facility. What about that one? Okay, so I generally, not all the time, generally refer to that as assisted living, a little bit to the lighter side of things. Assisted living is $6,000 to $9,000 a month. So in residential care, you could expect somewhere between, you know, $3,500 to maybe $6,000 or so per month. That ought to cover most of the places. Now, there are some exceptions, okay, and it could be more than that, and they could provide more care than that, but that's a general statement. Home Plus, that's the assisted living provided in a house for 4 to 6 people, up to 10 to 12 people, higher staffing ratios, et cetera. So I would call that assisted living on the higher end of it, on the higher end of care. Okay, so they're going to be pushing the boundaries of what you can provide in the assisted living. But again, it's in a house. $8,000 to $10,000 a month is pretty common. So that's what we have there. And then we have a couple of gray areas. A lot of independent living communities will say, oh, hey, we can do everything assisted living can do, and so you won't need assisted living. Well, I'm going to have to call on that one. That would be an independent living community that has an on-site home care provider. And that could be a really good fit for some people. They're not ready for assisted living. They can stay in their independent living apartment and then have an on-site home care provider come and visit you in 15-minute increments. I've had some clients where that was really a perfect fit, but the general statement falls way short of, oh, you don't need assisted living. Okay, falls short. And then you have a lot of assisted living providers with the gray area of, oh, we're an age-in-place community, and your loved one can live here for the rest of their life. Well, the reason I go on that one is because I get the calls. I can't tell you how many calls I've received when someone calls up, and they're practically yelling in the phone. We moved into this place, and they said they're an age-in-place and community. Dad could live there forever. And then 3 months later, 6 months later, we got this discharge letter saying they can no longer meet his needs and we need to move him. Did they lie to me? I'm like, nope, don't drag me into that one. I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what was said, but it clearly fell into the category of overpromise, underdeliver. I'm telling you, every single assisted living community has a threshold. If your care needs exceed that threshold, you will be discharged, period. So you just have to be careful of that. And again, remember, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. It could be found at the assisted living level, long-term care level, and all of the other levels of care that we discussed. And then you could glue it all together and just put a bracket over the whole thing, and you have a continuing care retirement community that has all of the above, where the concept is you downsize your house, you move into an independent living apartment. Down the road, if you need help with your activities of daily living, you can easily transition to the assisted living part of the community and receive that help. If you need more help than that, you can easily transition to the long-term care part of the community, and you can live the rest of your life knowing, with that peace of mind, knowing you never have to move again. They've got you no matter what. They can meet all of your care needs through end of life. I told you it was a fire hose today. So if you have any questions about this, reach out. Give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. You can call me from anywhere in the country. I'd be glad to help out. If you're looking at this and you're like, okay, wait a minute. We just started looking at places and we've got it all wrong. We're going to need some help on this. Or if you anticipate needing a place, I would start looking today because all of the best places have waiting lists. If you need our help, reach out to my firm. Ask for a free consultation at seniorcareconsulting.com or 913-945-2800. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here, on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. According to Fox News, 500 Marines are preparing to deploy to California while rioters in L.A. continue creating havoc. Three L.A. police officers have been injured in the riots, and California Highway Patrol officers in riot gear are now using flashbang grenades to disperse rioters blocking traffic on the 101 freeway. CNN's reporting that three self-driving cars have been set on fire. At least five people are also in custody after illegal immigration-related riots in New York City. President Trump deploys the National Guard troops to Los Angeles. Democrats are mad. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In response to the unrest in California, the president said the deployment was necessary and he's prepared to send in more troops.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
California's governor called the National Guard deployment unlawful. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wrote online that active duty Marines were on high alert. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New poll finds more Americans say their standard of living hasn't declined since their teenage years, but they definitely see a downhill trend. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the story.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given new authorization to Clarity Breast. It's an image-based platform that assists in predicting a woman's risk of breast cancer. It's a prognostic tool that can predict the five-year risk for developing breast cancer by analyzing image features on mammograms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep would get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
An international police investigation that began in Spain to track child pornography results in the arrest of 20 people.
Police officials identified online messaging groups circulating child sexual exploitation images. Spanish authorities now have arrested 7 suspects, including a healthcare worker and a teacher. The healthcare worker allegedly paid minors in Eastern Europe for explicit images, while the teacher is accused of possessing and sharing child sexual abuse material via various online platforms. Authorities in Latin America have arrested 10 others in 7 countries, including 3 in El Salvador and a teacher in Panama. The remaining suspects were arrested in other parts of Europe and the US. I'm Charles de Levesma.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are warning of an elevated threat to the Jewish community. It comes in the wake of two attacks, one being last Sunday's Molotov cocktail assault in Boulder, Colorado, and last month's murders of two Israeli embassy staff members. News and analysis at townhall.com. Archaeologists in Virginia trying to identify the remains of four Confederate soldiers.
The skeletons were found on the grounds of the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation. The museum's archaeologists were excavating a building from the American Revolution when it discovered the remains. They believe the men died at a field hospital that operated during a Civil War battle in 1862. The soldiers were reinterred this week at a Williamsburg cemetery. The museum's effort to identify them will continue for several months. John Scott reporting.
Famous restaurant in the historic Fort Worth Stockyards under new ownership. Taylor Sheridan, the producer, writer, and creator of Yellowstone and Landman, has joined with two others to purchase the Cattleman's Steakhouse. The Cattleman's Club will be a dining and social club. It will seat around 130 people. Memberships to the club will run $3,000 with a one-time initiation fee of $1,000. Plans are for the club to open later this summer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
By the way, it's off patent, so it's a very cheap medication. And so this is in the context of the idea that nutritional therapy for autism has often been branded as quackery, promising false hope to parents. And it's interesting in light of a big initiative by RFK Jr. as part of the MAHA program to launch a task force into the causes and potential treatments of autism. He was actually reviled for saying that autism is a relatively easy cure if we only found out what some of the antecedents are in terms of environmental causes. A lot of autism professionals, people who head autism support groups, said that's overly simplistic. Autism is a very complicated condition, and it's facile to say that there might be a quick fix for autism. Well, leucovorin isn't a quick fix for autism, but it's very promising. I refer here to an article from CBS News, because this is all over the news, over the mainstream news now. Parents say son with autism was nonverbal until trying an off-label drug that treats chemo side effects. That drug is leucovorin. In the article, they say that the mother of a kid who began to show signs of autism around his first birthday, she noticed he wasn't talking or using any words. At the age of 2.5, Mason Connor was diagnosed with autism. And as many patients do, there's no established cure or treatment for autism except for intensive language interventions and occupational and behavioral therapies. There's no quick fix. But the Connors went on a mission searching for anything that would help. They came across a Dr. Richard Fry, a pediatric neurologist, who's one of many doctors searching for treatments that can help kids with autism. They're looking for anything that might help. And Dr. Fry's work stands on the shoulders of research by a Dr. Vincent Remeker. And so strap in for a deep dive into molecular biology, because there's an interesting way that leucovorin may help to alleviate the symptoms of autism. There's something called cerebral folate deficiency. It means that whereas there may be enough folate in the body, the brain may not be getting enough folate. And this original researcher, Dr. Vincent Remeker, has found that some kids with neurodevelopmental disorders had normal levels of folic acid in the blood, so they tested normal. But they had low levels in their spinal fluid, which is what bathes the brain. And then he teamed up with another researcher, Dr. Edward Quadros, who'd been studying how an autoimmune disorder might lead to a blockage of folic acid transport into the brain. Okay, there are folate receptors in the brain. And in an autoimmune attack against these receptors, these receptors become less able to transport folate into the brain, and that might cause fetal brain development problems and some autism spectrum disorders. One of the clues to this is that over 75% of children with autism spectrum disorder have autoantibodies against the folic acid receptor alpha. These are called FRAT receptors. And there's evidence that there may be a familial or genetic predisposition for developing these autoantibodies. What complicates the problem is that some kids with autism also have problems with something called MTHFR. It's an enzyme or a catalyst for folic acid transformation into the kind of folic acid that's bioactive. Folic acid that's used sometimes to fortify foods or even folate in fresh fruits and vegetables, also present in liver, needs to be transformed into methylfolate. And genetic problems with the MTHFR pathway, which actually can be determined with a genetic test, can sometimes increase the risk for high homocysteine or neurodevelopmental disorders. And these are kids who may need more folic acid. Their moms may need more folic acid during pregnancy, hence the reason for folic acid supplementation during pregnancy to reduce the incidence of neural tube defects, a severe form of birth defect. So it turns out that leucovorin is a very, very potent delivery system of vitamin B9. It's called folicin, and folicin seems to bypass, to some extent, the defect in the FRAT receptors in the brain, and by administering high doses of it, it's possible to correct the problem. So research has shown that treatment with leucovorin increases brain levels of folates in kids who have cerebral folate deficiency. And in a study led by Fry, the neurologist who ultimately helped Carolyn Connor's kid Mason, one-third of such kids experienced improvement in their speech and other behavior when treated with leucovorin. So, again, not a slam dunk. This is not a panacea, but it's part of an all-of-the-above approach to correcting the defects that occur in the autistic brain. Moreover, you can get tested, or your kid can get tested, for folate receptor autoantibodies. There is a FRAT test which can be performed to show if kids might be more amenable to leucovorin treatment. And indeed, in some studies, it turned out that the kids who had this defect in folic acid transport actually were the very kids who responded best to leucovorin treatment. So a caveat here, there's a lot more than just administering leucovorin. This pediatric neurologist, Dr. Richard Fry, notes that in addition to administering leucovorin, he also advocates for the addition of adjunctive treatments to optimize mitochondrial function. Because, yes, high energy output in the brain, very important for normal brain function, and therefore, mitochondrial support is also part of an all-of-the-above approach for the treatment of autism. So very, very interesting stuff. Breakthrough, potentially, to help kids. Again, not completely revert them to normal. But in this story from CBS News, Mason, the kid in question, has been mainstream. Mason Connor's first words came just 3 days after he started taking leucovorin at the age of three, his parents say, and he's about to enter kindergarten. Now 5 years old, the plan is for him to start mainstream kindergarten in the fall. They say help towards a new path by an old, inexpensive and readily available medicine, which actually is a revved-up version of a vitamin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Great Core Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10, Vitamin K2, and Microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. There, you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Vitality.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Hi. I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Sinorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. While we're on the subject of the brain, you know, many nutrients have been associated with brain health, among them omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, certainly the B vitamins. There's a lot that we can say about nutritional support for brain health. And while we're looking for panacea-like drugs to treat or reverse Alzheimer's, it makes sense in the meantime to be talking about benign interventions to prevent or slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And America's leading integrative neurologist, my good colleague, Dr. David Perlmutter, he's been a frequent guest here on Intelligent Medicine, highlights a study this month about vitamin K and cognitive health. Now, we know that vitamin K may be helpful for heart health. Vitamin K is certainly associated with bone health, particularly the vitamin K2 form called menaquinone 4 or MK4. It turns out that that is the primary type found in the human brain. And in a study in the journal Alzheimer's and Dementia Translational Research and Clinical Interventions, they explored whether levels of vitamin K in the brain are linked to cognitive decline and brain changes associated with dementia. They looked at 325 older adults who participated in a Chicago-based study called the Rush Memory and Aging Project. And these participants underwent cognitive testing, and they generously agreed to donate their brains for analysis after death, which is a public-spirited thing to do. Organ donation and, you know, allowing research on your cadaver, I know, is distasteful to some, but it can really advance science. The key finding was that individuals with higher levels of MK4 in their brains performed better on cognitive tests before their deaths. Those who had the highest brain MK4 levels had a 17 to 20% lower chance of having been diagnosed with dementia or mild cognitive impairment during their lifetimes, according to Dr. Perlmutter. They also had fewer Lewy bodies, which are associated with Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. And so, again, this is a correlation study. Correlation, not necessarily causation. More studies need to be done. Our number is 877-726-8255. Lots coming up. Your phone calls as well. And this study, kind of a troubling study, use of antidepressant medication linked to something bad, sudden cardiac death. We'll take a dive on that subject when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit HealthyGut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's HealthyGut.com. HealthyGut.com for Holozyme.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
To announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up with the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Was this whole Doge thing the best idea?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
After trying to save the government trillions of dollars in spending, Congress is voting to only keep $9 billion of the Doge cuts. Are they totally insulting our intelligence?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Washington, D.C. is where unforgettable events happen, and Events D.C. makes it all possible. As the city's official convention and sports authority, Events D.C. is your one-stop shop for planning in the nation's capital. From the Walter E. Washington Convention Center to the historic Carnegie Library and more, they manage the venues that make events shine. Conventions, sports, entertainment, and cultural celebrations. Events D.C. brings them all to life. Make your next event a D.C. event. Visit eventsdc.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here.
One of the themes here on Intelligent Medicine is to utilize natural therapies and minimize our dependence on drugs. And actually, this is going to be a theme on today's program because we've got a story coming up that highlights a new FDA warning about long-term use of allergy medication. Allergy medication, relatively innocuous, but people who take it over a long period of time might experience a very, very bothersome side effect. But coming back to antidepressant medication, antidepressants are often prescribed not just for short-term alleviation of mood problems, but they're often given to people for long periods of time. People take them for years and decades. And this item comes to us from a recent study that was performed in Europe. Dateline Vienna, Austria. Big study in which they looked at people who were on antidepressants over a long period of time. And the new study shows that 1 to 5 years of antidepressant use increases the risk of just about the worst outcome imaginable. Sudden cardiac death. That's when you just drop dead. You develop a sudden cardiac arrhythmia and game over. The new study shows that 1 to 5 years of antidepressant use increases the risk of sudden cardiac death by 56% and more than doubles the risk in those using antidepressants for 6 years or more. So the definition, sudden cardiac death, refers to an unexpected death of a person believed to be caused by a heart-related issue. You sometimes never know, but just dies. It occurs within 1 hour of the onset of symptoms in witness cases, or within 24 hours of the person being last seen alive in unwitnessed cases. Well, yeah, they've got defibrillators, and that can help. But the survival rate of an episode like that is pretty abysmal. They say the patients with psychiatric disorders to begin with have doubled the risk of sudden cardiac death. But in this study, they found that there was a knock-on effect of being on an antidepressant. In other words, it's a little hard to separate out because we know that people who have schizophrenia, for example, they have about a 10-year reduction in their life expectancy. And people who have mood disorders, well, they sometimes are more susceptible to health problems because maybe their mood disorder creates high levels of anxiety, or causes them to be in a slump. They don't take care of themselves. They don't eat well. They don't exercise. There's something going on with that for sure. So that's a known fact. But do antidepressants help reduce the risk of dying? And it turns out there was an additive risk. So what is going on with that? Well, in new research presented at the European Society of Cardiology in 2025, researchers show that compared with the general population with no history of antidepressant use, individuals with a history of antidepressant use have an increased risk of sudden cardiac death. And they looked at a lot of people, 4.3 million people in Denmark, age 18 to 90 years of age, and they found a 56% higher risk of sudden cardiac death in the group exposed to antidepressants for 1 to 5 years, while those exposed to antidepressants for 6 or more years experienced a 2.2 times higher risk. So the concern here is there are some known effects of antidepressants on the heart. Old-fashioned antidepressants called tricyclic antidepressants, things like Elavil, they're not used very much anymore. But they can cause an increase in heart rate and rhythm. They also can cause something called QT prolongation. If you look at an electrocardiogram, there's a part of the EKG called the QT interval. And many drugs, including old antidepressants and also newer antidepressants like Celexa and Lexapro and Cymbalta and Effexor. These can cause what is called QT prolongation. And what that does is it sets up kind of an electrical instability in the heart that renders the heart more prone to arrhythmias. A typical cause of sudden death is not necessarily a blood clot. A blood clot can cause it, but more often it's a runaway cardiac arrhythmia, like ventricular tachycardia. That's why people get external shocks with a cardioverter, you know, external defibrillator, because that can shock ventricular tachycardia back into a normal rhythm. There's also concern that antidepressants can interact with other medications, and many patients taking antidepressants are also taking other drugs, and that increases the risk of cardiac side effects. So, again, you know, those of you taking antidepressants, this is not a reason to immediately jettison the medication that's helping you, but it is certainly preferable to look at more natural ways to address underlying depression with diet, with exercise, with certain supplements that support brain health, and with good talk therapy, good psychotherapy, and even spiritual guidance can help people with depression. Too often, especially women, and by the way, in the study, the ones more prone to these problems were women, predominantly women. And women far outnumber men in terms of the antidepressant prescriptions dispensed in the United States. Fully one-fifth or one-quarter of women in the United States have or continue to take antidepressants. And it's overkill, and we're exposing them to unnecessary risk through these medications, which, hey, you know, benefits, yes, in some cases, but there's no more serious side effect than sudden cardiac death. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. We take recorded phone calls, so let's hear one of those.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I went to my doctor, and he wants to put me on a statin drug, and I'm hesitant to go on it because both my parents lived to a very old age without any medications. My total cholesterol is 281, my LDL is 176, and my HDL is 85. My triglycerides were 90. And I had a calcium score of 0. I'd like to know your opinion on this. Thank you very much.
Okay, so, this is an interesting case because, your cholesterol is sky high, but so too is your HDL, and your triglycerides are reasonable, and you do not have a strong family history of cardiovascular disease. Moreover, you've taken the measure that I often suggest when people are in a quandary about whether they need to take statin drugs, and that's to take a calcium scoring test, an EBT heart scan, or a coronary artery calcium with a CT scan that determines what your calcium burden is in your arteries. And if it's zero, well, you have very little chance of developing cardiovascular disease, notwithstanding your high cholesterol. Now, one factor involved here is you sound like a relatively young guy. And it may be that, I don't know, I'm not that good with judging age by voice imprints, but, you know, if you were to be 18 years of age, that might be consideration because it's the rare 18-year-old who has a high burden of plaque, and that cholesterol of 281 might ultimately come back to haunt you later. On the other hand, you know, if you are a young-sounding 50-year-old, there's probably very little chance that you'll succumb to cardiovascular disease in the ensuing 35 or 45 years of life that's allotted to you. So I would say that the best, if you were a patient of mine, and again, you know, there may be some factors that I'm not seeing here. I don't want to contravene what the doctor's recommending, but I got to say that there's a weak case for putting you on statins, and you might just continue to undertake all the wonderful natural preventive things that we advocate in this program. Make sure that you exercise. Make sure that you're on a great diet. Make sure that you optimize your weight. And look at other risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Do you have a high C-reactive protein that indicates inflammation? Do you have a high LP little a? Do you have a high homocysteine, which can be alleviated with B vitamins? And make sure that you take heart-healthy supplements. One of our sponsors makes a kind of broad-spectrum supplement called Vitality, which prevents cardiovascular disease in a variety of ways. I would say that this is an instance where you might buck the suggestions of your doctor, who's merely fixated on your total cholesterol and doesn't look at all the mitigating factors, the zero coronary artery calcium scan, the high HDL, the relatively reasonable triglycerides. These are factors that ultimately could be protective. You could also look at your LDL cholesterol, and is all that cholesterol in the form of small, dense, harmful LDL particles, or do you have a large, fluffy, relatively benign LDL? That, too, could enter into the equation. But, I think it's reasonable for you to question these hard recommendations that your doctor's making. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You're invited to learn the basics of American Sign Language, brought to you by United Way. These free classes will be led by native deaf signer Liz Southworth. You'll learn ASL letters, essential phrases, and full sentences to help you introduce yourself and communicate with confidence. A second session begins Friday, June 13th, and runs every Friday from 5 o'clock p.m. to 6:30 p.m. through August 8th. Learn the basics of American Sign Language. Email NinersFans6@gmail.com to sign up today.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The trials and tribulations of false progressivism are upon us, and their forces have gathered strength like never before. What's the solution? Join us on Liberty Nation Radio to find out.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Okay, we're talking, you know, talk about antidepressants. Let's turn our attention to antihistamines. The other day, my eyes were itching really bad, and I don't usually do this, but I saw the pollen flying around in the air. I was in the country, and I said, I reached in the drawer, and there was some Zyrtec. There was a bottle of Zyrtec there, which is a non-sedating antihistamine. I didn't want to take something that would knock me out. And I took the Zyrtec. I took a bike ride, and by the time I came back from the bike ride, I just felt exhausted, and I felt like I had cotton in my brain. And I thought to myself, if this is what they call a non-sedating antihistamine, my goodness, what would be the effect of some of the more old-fashioned antihistamines like Benadryl? Those are even sometimes included in sleep medications to knock you out. So the FDA has just issued a warning about a rare but severe side effect that occurs after stopping oral allergy medications, including Zyrtec and Zizal. And this occurs usually after long-term use of the medication. Now, some people just take these medications every day. And it's part, you know, people have what's called allergic rhinitis. The doctor says, well, just take an antihistamine, you know, fine. And they do, and they obtain relief. Their nose stops running, and their eyes stop itching, and they feel better. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is now warning patients stopping the oral allergy medications Zyrtec or Zizal after long-term use may experience rare but severe itching. Now, this is not something newly recognized. I looked at the literature on this, and people were talking about this already in 2017 and 2019. There's an article here in the People's Pharmacy from 2021, years ago. Stopping Zyrtec led to itchy nightmare. Over 6 years ago, we heard from a reader who'd used the antihistamine Zyrtec to ease allergy symptoms. In preparation for allergy tests, he tried stopping Zyrtec. So in other words, you don't want to be taking allergy medication during allergy tests, because otherwise it's going to blunt the reaction. You don't want to stick the needles in you or do the scratch testing. This person noted, within 3 days, my entire body itched. It was so horrible that I was crying and preparing to go to the hospital for relief. Confused by the relentless itching, I forgot and took a Zyrtec by accident. Lo and behold, before I could even get dressed and get in the car, my symptoms were gone. Now, 7 years later, I have tried unsuccessfully at least 10 times to quit this drug, and the reaction is more severe each time. So this is what is called a rebound reaction. Another patient says he was told to take Flonase in the spring and Zyrtec every day year-round, and he'd been on Zyrtec for 10 years. But due to weight gain and brain fog, I decided to try stopping Zyrtec and learn to live with my allergies. Little did I know what a nightmare it would be to stop this drug. I stopped cold turkey. The intense itching started around day 3. Itching everywhere, scalp, underarms, inside ears, arms, legs, back. It seemed to lighten up after a week, but not much. It is now week 5, and the itching is almost as bad as in week 1. Is my body ever going to be capable of handling histamine normally, or will I suffer from this withdrawal effect for years? And on it goes, all these nightmare stories of people who had difficulty tapering off their allergy medication. So finally, and in this article, as of 2021, People's Pharmacy with Joe Graydon, they write, where is the FDA? Years ago, we notified the Food and Drug Administration. That's already 2021. They say, years ago, we notified the Food and Drug Administration about reports we were getting from people stopping Zyrtec and the withdrawal itching they reported. As far as we can tell, the agency's not done anything about those reports. Well, here it is, 2025. And they're finally issuing and requiring a warning label about this severe itching after stopping allergy medication. So again, you know, address, you know, yes, in a pinch, use an allergy medication, but day in and day out, you risk this serious side effect. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, dearhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products, including ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's Bone Support Formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's a substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to dearhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's dearhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. So, and I also wanted to share with you, you know, they talk about these things that are helpful for bone and muscle pain. You know, I'm always looking for, you know, I'm achy because I exercise and, you know, age takes a toll. Therapeutic potential of quercetin as an antioxidant for bone, muscle, tendon regeneration and aging. This study from 2024, it found that quercetin might be crucial for addressing age-related musculoskeletal disorders like osteoporosis, sarcopenia, and tendon-related inflammatory conditions. How many of us suffer from muscle aches and tendonitis? Quercetin, potent polyphenol, they say, given the positive effect of quercetin on musculoskeletal health, further scientific investigations and controlled studies should be there to explore the therapeutic potential of this natural agent. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
As
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, D-Flame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. D-Flame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's Bone Support Formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Absolute mayhem in L.A. where thousands continue breaking the law as National Guard troops and law enforcement try to maintain a sense of peace. Thousands have blocked every lane of a major thoroughfare, and it's because of that California Highway Patrol and riot gear are now using flashbang grenades to disperse them. According to Fox News, 500 Marines are preparing to deploy in California. Three L.A. police officers have been injured in the riots, and CNN reports three self-driving cars have been set on fire. One country does not like the United States travel ban. Donna Warder has more.
The president of the African country of Chad, Mohamed Idriss Deby, says his country is suspending the issuing of visas to U.S. citizens. It's in response to President Donald Trump's decision to ban citizens of Chad from visiting the United States. Deby says in a Facebook post that he's directing his government to suspend visas to U.S. citizens in accordance with the principles of reciprocity. President Trump announced last week a ban on 12 countries, including Chad, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, and Yemen. And there will also be heightened restrictions on visitors from 7 other nations. The new U.S. travel policy takes effect at 12:01 Eastern Time Monday. I'm Donna Warder.
Former Secretary of the U.S. Senate, Kelly Johnston, says lawmakers serious about cutting the deficit will have to embrace some combination of growth incentives like tax cuts along with major spending reductions.
So there is a lot of truth to that we can grow out of this, but it's not enough. We're going to have to control the drivers of growth as well. Get that GDP level of government spending back down to about 20-21%.
Leaders of Jewish institutions say recent attacks in Boulder and Washington stark reminders of their responsibility to remain vigilant. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The CDC says a salmonella outbreak linked to a large egg recall has made dozens of people sick in several states.
The August Egg Company recalling 1.7 million Brown Organic and Brown cage-free egg varieties because of the potential for salmonella. Health officials do say 79 people have gotten a strain of salmonella that was linked to the eggs, and 21 have been hospitalized. The recall covers Arizona, California, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Washington, and Wyoming. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. Food and Drug Administration has given new authorization to Clarity Breast, an image-based platform that assists in predicting a woman's risk for breast cancer. It's a prognostic tool that can predict the 5-year risk for developing the breast cancer by analyzing image features on routine mammograms. News and analysis. Townhall.com. A strong jobs report helps the stock market end the first week of the month with gains.
American employers grew their payrolls by 139,000 jobs last month, a better number than analysts were expecting. Although there were manufacturing and federal job cuts in May, hiring in health care and leisure and hospitality more than offset the losses. The unemployment rate held at 4.2%. The Nasdaq led the way last week, advancing more than 2%. The S&P gained 1.5%. The Dow rose just over 1%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A 6.3 magnitude earthquake strikes central Colombia, some 110 miles from Bogota. No casualties have been reported. Strong storms in the south, 2 people killed when strong winds brought down trees and power lines in Mississippi and Georgia. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Barbara's formed off the southwest coast of Mexico. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Podcast.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin this time with a major movie star doing the radio thing. And then later we continue the 5-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Kalen Matter. Big screen leading man legend Cary Grant did a fair amount of radio, usually guested on comedy variety shows or recreating some of his film roles. Right now, though, he stars in Suspense. It's a top request. Supporting cast includes Kathy Lewis as his wife, with Jeanette Nolan and Larry Thor. It's from November 16, 1950.
And now, with On a Country Road and the performance of Mr. Cary Grant, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
They put her to sleep instead of just locking her up where she can escape and kill more people.
Put who to sleep?
That woman they were talking about on the radio.
Oh, she can't help us. She does. She's sick.
Yeah. What good does that do the people who get chopped up with a meat cleaver?
I don't know. The laws were made before the doctors knew very much about the human mind.
I still don't know much.
Oh, I can see what it is. There's a roadblock up ahead.
What's happened?
I don't know. Cops all over the road.
David, I'll bet they're looking for that crazy woman.
Oh, I guess so.
I'll hold it a minute.
What's up, officer?
Just a checkup, folks. Anything in the back seat?
Only the blanket and the lunchbox.
We went on a picnic.
Yes, ma'am. Seen any hitchhikers?
No, just traffic.
Okay, move right along, please.
Are you looking for the crazy woman?
Move it along, let's go.
He didn't answer.
He's busy.
What are you doing?
Listen.
All residents and motorists on Long Island are warned to be on the alert for the escaped insane woman who is somewhere on the island. She is described as tall, broad-shouldered, gray-haired, and rather heavy. She may still be armed with the cleaver. 100 men are searching the area, and they're prepared to shoot on sight. Here's another bulletin on the case, which just came in. Just a few minutes ago, the decapitated bodies of an elderly man and woman were found
by
police
near Center
Marches.
They haven't found her yet.
This will get us out of that traffic.
The bodies of an elderly couple have just been found in their car near Center Marches on a lonely, tarred road. Police are certain they were killed by Nellie Goller, the insane woman now at large. Residents of the area are warned not to open their doors to strangers. Motorists are cautioned to stay off lonely roads and not to pick up any hitchhikers. All persons are asked to be on the lookout for this woman. Here is her description.
They haven't caught her yet.
Better turn that off, darling.
I thought you wanted to hear it.
Well, that's enough of it.
She's believed to be armed with the meat cleaver.
This shortcut will save us a lot of time.
You turned off the highway.
Sure, I told you when I did it. We've come over a mile already. Save us a lot of time.
But David, didn't you hear what the radio said about staying off lonely roads?
Well, we only have to go across the other highway. It won't take long.
You sure?
Of course. We go past Center Marches, then take the left road and come out right by the highway bridge.
Center Marches is where she just killed those two people.
Oh, no, no, no. What can happen to us while we're driving? Besides, the whole island is full of men looking for this lunatic. They'll catch her.
Oh.
It's just a storm. Now, come on, quiet down. You're jumping.
I guess I'm silly. David.
What?
The gas gauge says empty.
There's still a couple of gallons left when it points to empty.
How long has it said empty?
Don't know. I'll get gas when we get across to the other highway.
David, I'm scared.
Relax, honey. Rain and wind always make you nervous as a cat.
I wish we'd stayed on the highway.
If I'd known you'd act like this, I would have.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's not mine either. I'm having trouble enough just trying to see through this storm.
David, let's not fight.
Driving through these burned-out woods in this kind of weather is enough to give anyone the willies.
Oh, goodness, it got dark so fast. I can hardly see ahead even in the headlights.
There's something ahead.
Don't stop, David.
That's only a sign.
David, the crazy woman could be around here.
I'm not picking up anyone. I just want to know where I am.
Well, don't get out of the car.
I'm not. Calm down. Let's see. Center Marches is that way. Now, we'll take this road.
Center Marches. This must be the road where she killed those people.
Dorothy, please.
Sorry. So jumpy. Turn on the radio. Oh, this is a desolate place. We haven't even passed a house yet. Miles of woods on both sides of us.
It's so dark we couldn't have seen one if it were there. This rain seems to be getting worse.
David, I'm just sure this is the road where that woman killed those two people.
Oh, now, stop that, Dorothy.
That's why the police had a roadblock by this road. That crazy woman might be any place in these woods.
But not necessarily where we are. Oh.
David, what's the matter?
Oh, that's fine. What a place to run out of gas.
Oh, no! David, you mean we're stuck here?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, for the time being, anyway. I'm sorry, dear.
That crazy woman is in the woods. She'll kill us.
She's nowhere near us.
David, quick. Turn off your headlights.
Why? Did you hear something?
David, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm scared.
I guess I should got gas.
Oh, turn off the headlights, please.
Why?
She'll see us if you don't.
We won't see her if I do.
Please, David, turn them off.
Oh, now listen, Dorothy. Don't let this silly thing get the better of you.
Oh, just look at the headlights. Poking in the darkness, nothing but wet bushes and trees. Rain falling. Please, David.
Oh, all right. There, now they're off. You feel better sitting in the dark?
Only the thunder and lightning would stop. And this rain.
Look, Dorothy, there's no sense sitting here all night. It's only a few minutes past 10 o'clock. I'm going to walk up the road a bit. There might be a house or something.
You're not going to leave me here. I won't let you go.
Dorothy, we can't sit here in the middle of nowhere for the rest of the night.
We're safer here than out there. David, she's probably hiding in the woods. She's just waiting for a chance to kill us.
Oh, come on, Dorothy. Why should she be right where we run out of gas?
Why can't she be here? Please stay in the car.
All right.
Lock the doors from the inside.
Why? What is it?
Now she can't get in here.
She's nowhere near us.
Oh, don't be mad at me, David. I'm so scared.
But if she's out there, she can easily smash the windows.
Oh, don't scare me anymore. I know I'm acting silly. I can't help it.
Come, let me put my arm around you. There.
Oh, Dave.
Okay. Put your head on my shoulder.
Forgive me, David.
Go ahead and cry. Go on. It'll make you feel better.
Isn't there some popular music?
We're now in search for the escaped insane woman who has killed five persons since fleeing from a Long Island mental hospital. Rain and darkness are hampering the search. Over 100 police are combing the wooded area near Center Morridge's. It was near there that an elderly couple were butchered on a lonely, tarred road. In making her escape this morning, the mad woman killed a doctor, nurse, and...
Let's leave it out for a while, huh?
So quiet and lonely here. Wish it were morning.
Look, Dorothy, I'll run up the road. There might be
no,
a house.
No, David, please. David, listen. Did you hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
Listen. There he is.
No, I can't. It's a dog. A little dog barking.
David.
Oh, I guess it's only a lost dog, or maybe there's a house nearby.
Or the crazy woman. Oh, David! She's out
something
there!
Something hit the back of the car.
It's her!
Is the door locked on your side?
Yes. Well, what if she breaks the windows? She's got a cleaver.
In that flash of lightning, I saw somebody.
Is it the crazy woman?
I can't tell. She's lying on the road.
Can you see her? Is she still there?
Too dark to see. Have to wait for the lightning. I saw her. She's getting up now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us.
Calm down. Please.
What is she doing?
I don't know. She must have been running. She didn't see the car and ran right into it.
Help! She's at the window. Right next to you.
Oh, my Lord. Look at her. Get away from that window.
David, she's trying to get in the car.
Look at her face and her hair. Go away.
Let me in. I'm not crazy. The crazy woman is after me. David, don't let her in. Let me in.
Don't scare her. David. Go away. Go away. We've got a gun. We'll shoot.
It worked. She's staring at us.
I'm warning you. I'll shoot.
David, she's coming back. Please, don't leave me out here. Please. That woman will kill me. Please. David, take your pipe. Hold it like a gun. It'll look like a gun.
Where is it? Where is it? In the club compartment.
Here. Here it is.
Here. Look. I've got a gun. I'm going to shoot.
She's backing away.
Keep going before I start shooting.
She's gone. She disappeared.
We can't get out now. All we can do is sit here all night and wait for help.
Can you see her? Where'd she go?
I don't know. She's out there, though. Probably planning on how to get in this car.
David, what are we going to do? She's the one I know.
But she didn't have a cleaver.
She must have dropped it when she ran into the car. Her face is all twisted, her hair hanging down.
And she's back there looking for the cleaver now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us.
Dorothy, stop it.
She'll kill us. David! David!
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Cary Grant with Kathy Lewis and Jeanette Nolan in On a Country Road. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
And that's the first act of Suspense. We'll be back with more right after this short break. The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper. Giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Suspense on When Radio Was.
And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage Mr. Cary Grant in Elliot Lewis's production of On a Country Road, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
David, she broke the window.
Get away from there. Stay out of the car.
I'm coming in. I can't stand it.
Stay out of the car. I warn you.
I've got a gun.
You want to shoot me?
Go away. You're crazy. We know all about you.
I'm not the crazy woman. Believe me. Let me in.
Don't do it, David. She's trying to trick us.
Listen to me, please. I've been running in this awful storm. My car is stuck in the ditch back there.
How far back?
I don't know. It seems like miles. I heard about the crazy woman on the radio. I was afraid to stay in the car alone. Let me in.
No, David.
Go back to your own car.
No. It's so dark and so lonely in this storm. I locked the doors, but I was afraid I could see things and hear things in the darkness. I couldn't stand it anymore. I got out and I ran. It's the rain. That's why I look like this. I'm not the crazy woman.
Dorothy, maybe she isn't the crazy woman. Maybe she's just scared and exhausted.
Let me in. Please, let me in.
No, David, no. She's the one I know.
This crazy woman had a cleaver. I'm not armed. The three of us will be safer together.
Oh, she makes sense to me, Dorothy. We would be safer with one more person.
Oh, David, I don't know.
Let me in, please. I'm wet to the skin.
I'm going to unlock the door, Dorothy.
David.
Oh. All right. Now, get in. And make one move and I'll shoot you.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it? Good. Sit down.
All right. Now, there's a blanket on the floor back there. Try and dry yourself off with it.
Oh, the darkness and the rain. It was enough to drive me out of my mind.
Well, just take it easy, lady.
I ran and ran. All I could hear was feet chasing after me, hunting me.
You live near here?
Farther out, near Restview. I used to live in Brooklyn.
Restview is the mental hospital.
I know. I'm used to the crazy people. But not a night in a lonely place like this. Not the kind who kill people.
You live at Westview?
No, just near there.
David, we can't sit here not knowing. If we could get to a phone.
A phone? Why?
To call the police. Get some help.
No, don't do that.
Why not? Why don't you want the police?
Oh, I do, but you'd be killed.
What do you mean?
The woman. She'll kill him if he goes away from this car. Oh,
there's that dog. You hear it? Somebody's out there.
Well, there must be a house up ahead. Maybe it's barking to be let in.
No. It senses somebody. There's somebody out there. The crazy woman's creeping around out there. Quick! Let's get away! Look out, David.
Let go of me. What are you trying to do?
Start the car, quick! We'll get away!
We're out of gas.
Out of gas?
You don't think we parked here for the fun of it, do you?
Oh, such a desolate place to run out of gas.
Stop barking. What does it mean?
You can't just sit here. We got to get away.
Oh, I'm not a magician, lady. I can't make gasoline out of rain.
Oh, we can't stay here the whole night. You hear me?
Let go of me. There's nothing I can do.
Try something, anything. Don't just sit there.
She's scaring me, David. Stop her.
Cut it out. Cut it out. You'll have us all in hysterics.
All right. I'm sorry. Look, I got an idea. Give me your gun.
What for?
What for? I'll tell you. I want it. Give it to me.
David.
Listen to me. I'm all right. But I can't sit here all night. I go crazy.
Give me the gun. I'll go. I won't be afraid of the dark, the noises, the feet following me. I'll go. I promise you. But give me the gun.
No, now sit down.
Please. I'll go. I promise. I can't stand sitting in the dark like this.
Can't you stop her, David?
I told you to shut up. If you don't, you'll have to get out of the car.
Not into the woods again. Oh, you're nice people, aren't you? Or do you want me to leave so you can shoot me? Is that it?
We're not going to shoot you. We don't have a gun. It's only a pipe.
Dorothy.
A pipe? A smoking pipe?
I'm sorry.
Then you're unarmed.
I'm sorry,
yes,
Dave.
That's all right.
Why did you tell me you had a gun?
What difference would it make to you whether I'm armed or not?
I don't know you. Maybe you two are more dangerous than the crazy woman. I'll tell you what I think. I think you're the crazy woman. The way you grabbed David when you wanted him to start the car?
Nothing, stop it. Don't excite her.
Don't excite me? Why? Do you think I'm dangerous? An old woman you took into your car, two of you, and you're afraid of me?
I'm not afraid of you. Now sit back in the seat and don't try anything.
David, the storm is stopping. Maybe now is the time. The time for what? What are you going to do? You two are up to something.
Oh, shut up! My wife meant now is the time to go for help.
I did not. I meant now is the time for us to escape. David, can't you see it? She's the one. She'll kill us. You little...
Oh, stop it. Sit back in that seat.
You haven't got a gun.
No. But I've got a knife.
David!
It's my jackknife. But it's sharp and strong, so don't try any tricks.
All right. Threaten me. Watch me while that woman is out there. All you can do is sit and wait for her to make the next move. David, she can kill us like that old man and woman. They must have been on the same road. They were in their car, too. They must have let her in. We'll leave, then. The three of us will walk. We'll stay close together. We'll be quiet. Anyone hiding in the woods won't hear us. Don't get out of the car, David.
Oh, how will we find our way? It's too dark.
We'll find our way.
Look out there. The road's full of shadows.
Get her out of the car, David. She wants to kill us. Kill you.
Well, look, if you want to go, why don't you leave? We're going to stay here until some help comes.
Oh, I'd be helpless, alone, if I had a gun or something. Your knife.
Oh, why doesn't somebody come? Where are the police? I can't stand this.
Nobody will come. There's no one in these woods. They're burned out and deserted.
Dorothy, come on, please.
It was your idea to use this road. He wouldn't listen to me and stop for gas.
I couldn't help it. I got lost.
Oh, why don't you do something? Not just sit here waiting, waiting. Do something before we're murdered. Are you so helpless?
All right. I am going to do something. I'll go for help.
That's it. Get help. David, in her hand. I saw it in the moonlight. It glittered.
What is it?
Your wife is hysterical.
She was holding it. A long piece of broken glass, long and pointed. See? She doesn't answer. She's just watching us. What is she waiting for?
From the broken window. That's where she got it.
So what if I have it? I'm not going to sit here defenseless.
She's going to attack
us. Don't be silly. It was all right for you to have a knife. Why can't I be armed for whatever may come?
Give me that broken glass.
Give it to you? You think I'm crazy? You couldn't protect us from anything.
Oh.
David, what are you doing?
Why are you climbing over the seat? What are you...
I warn you... I'm through letting my wife be terrified. Give me that glass.
Stay away from me!
Once I left the car, you were going to butcher my wife with that broken glass.
No! No!
David!
David!
Give me that glass!
You're crazy! Let me alone!
Hold her, David. Hold her. Don't let her free.
Wrong. Wrong. Stop my arm.
You'll kill me!
Drop that glass!
You both gone crazy? Trying to kill me?
Like you were going to murder us?
No, I wasn't.
Don't let her get free.
I can't hold her. She's strong.
If you have a knife, then I'll have glass.
David, hold her.
Much longer.
David, I'm not crazy. Please, believe me.
You got my throat. Choking me.
Your knife. David, your knife.
David, you killed her. David, you killed her.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't
move. Oh, you're covered with blood.
She was going to kill us. There's some lights. A car is coming. Help's coming.
Hey there, you in the car. Why are you parked here?
It's the police. At last.
We ran out of gas. The crazy one.
What a night to run out of gas. You couldn't have picked a better spot. What with that woman running around loose?
Officer,
We want to tell you.
A farmer up the road called us, said his dog's been barking at something.
We caught her.
Who'd you catch?
A crazy woman. She's in the back seat, dead.
What? No, she's alive. Hurt bad, though.
She was trying to kill us.
Well, we'll get her to a hospital. You two had better come with me. We captured that crazy woman a half hour ago. I don't know who this lady is. Suspense, presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Mr. Cary Grant.
Well, Koch, did your candidate's entire ticket get into office?
Yes, sir, Senator. Along with the Autolite Stay Full Battery, the voters elected all of the 400 products made by Autolite for cars, trucks, planes, and boats in 28 plants coast to coast. These include complete electrical systems used as original factory equipment on many leading makes of America's finest cars. Generators, coils, distributors, voltage regulators, electric windshield wipers, wire and cable, starting motors, all engineered to fit together perfectly, work together perfectly, because they're a perfect team. So, friends, don't accept electrical parts supposed to be as good. Ask for and insist on Autolite original factory parts at your neighborhood service station, car dealer, garage, or repair shop. Remember, you're always right with Autolite.
Next week on Suspense for your Thanksgiving holiday listening, Mr. Ozzie Nelson and Miss Harriet Hilliard as stars of Going, Going, Gone. And in the weeks to come, you will hear such famous stars as Van Heflin, Alan Ladd, and Cornell Wilde, all appearing in tales well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Suspense is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Bluskin. On a Country Road was written for Suspense by Walter Bazaar.
And remember, next week on Suspense, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard in Going, Going, Gone.
That indeed the tremendous production On a Country Road, as produced for Suspense on November 16th, 1950. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio, as we return to our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. It's The Kalin Matter, starring the incomparable Bob Bailey, which originally played out over 5 weeknights in January of 1956. We'll present part two right after this break.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
When it comes to purchasing a product or service, most of us look to the reviews to see what other people are saying. So if you're looking for an indoor or outdoor home security system, the Tapo line of home security cameras from TP-Link are ranked number one by PC Mag, a leading authority on tech news and reviews. They reviewed 10 outdoor security cameras, and both the Tapo C120 and C425 home security cams were tops on the list. They connect to your home Wi-Fi, provide 2K quality with color night vision, two-way audio, and they're super flexible because not only can you put them just about anywhere, you can store your videos both locally and on the cloud. And Tapo security products all run on a super easy-to-use app. Check out the Tapo line of security cams at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was, where it's time once again for Johnny Dollar. It finds the insurance investigator in the City of Angels looking into the Kalin matter, and originally played out in January of 1956. This is part two.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar, Mrs. Kalin. I think Mr. Welch told you I'd be around to see you.
Oh, yes. You're the special investigator the insurance company sent out.
That's right. Mind if I come in?
All right, Mr. Dollar.
Thanks.
And through here. Your company didn't waste any time, did they? Sending you out here, I mean.
No. No more than you did in filing your claim.
I have a right to it. With Eddie gone now, I need the money.
I see.
Sit down.
Thanks. How many keys are there to that door?
Keys? What do you mean?
Your front door. How many keys do you have?
Just one. Of course, Eddie had one. Why? What difference does it make?
Just about enough difference to hang somebody. Cigarette, Mrs. Kalin.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Los Angeles, to the home office, Trinity Mutual Insurance Company Limited, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Kalin matter. Expense account continued.
That's quite a dramatic statement, Mr. Dollar. Are you prepared to name that somebody who may get hanged?
Not at the moment.
Could it be that you don't have a name?
That's possible, of course.
That you're just fishing, so to speak? Bluffing?
Now, why would I do that with you?
I don't know, frankly, but you must have come here for some reason.
Yes, I wanted to ask you a few questions. And you'd be smart to answer them, under the circumstances.
What circumstances? The only one I know anything about is the tragic one of losing my husband only 3 days ago.
You have my sympathy, Mrs. Kalin.
Sergeant Minosa questioned me for hours. There's nothing more to answer. Will you go now, please?
All right, if you say so. Your unwillingness to cooperate will undoubtedly prejudice your claim for the insurance.
That's all you care about, isn't it? Finding some excuse for not paying off the policy.
Now, wait a minute, Mrs. Kalin. I'm not crooked, and neither is the company. If a claim is legitimate, they pay it, always.
I'm sick of being under suspicion, of being accused.
I'm not accusing you of anything. All I'm after is some information. And if you refuse to give it... Good night, Mrs. Kalin.
No, wait. Wait, Mr. Dollar.
Yes?
Don't go. Come back, please. I'm sorry. I've been under such a strain on edge, forgive me.
That's all right, forget it.
I didn't mean what I said, but I've answered so many questions. And to go through all of it again, well, it seems so pointless.
Yes, I understand. But I've found that people say things to me sometimes that they forget to say to the police. They're more relaxed, I guess. Don't feel they're on the spot so much.
That's true. But I thought it was just me.
No, you're not alone.
I remembered something like that after I talked to Sergeant Minosa. He wanted to know where Eddie hung out, mostly. Bars and so on. I could only think of two.
What are the names of the bars, Mrs. Kalin?
The Eloine's on Beverly Boulevard and the Brass Monkey Inn down on the Strip. What difference does it make? Eddie wasn't killed in the bar.
No, but he probably met people there, talked to them. You see, it's a matter now of trying to reconstruct his life, step by step, right up to the moment he died. You'd be surprised how much bartenders see and hear and remember.
I suppose they do. All right, Mr. Dollar. I'll be glad to answer any questions you want to ask.
Good.
One thing, though. I wasn't expecting visitors, of course, and I wonder if I could have just 5 minutes to change and freshen up a little.
Oh, well, that's unnecessary. I won't be here long.
But I'd feel better, really. Do you mind?
No, of course not. Go ahead.
I'll be right back. Pour yourself a drink, Johnny.
I had the drink and waited and got ready to brace myself. I've been through this before. Attack plan number 2, a common garden variety. When you can't beat them, join them. And when the joiner is a lovely woman, the maneuver usually starts with some paraphrase of, slip into something more comfortable. Why don't you have a drink? And a sudden switch to first names. And it always ends up with you and I against the world. And couldn't you forget just one little mistake? The little mistake being something like arsenic in a husband's coffee. Yeah, an old familiar pattern. And a first resort just as often as a last. She was gone 20 minutes, not 5, but it was time well spent. A carefully casual touch with the hair. Makeup skillfully softened. Perfume. And one of those frothy nylon jobs designed for that special evening in. Bugle call, charge.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Like another drink, Johnny?
Thanks. I still have some.
I think I could use one. Would you mind?
Sure. What do you have?
Scotch and soda, please. Thanks for being so patient. I feel better now.
More, comfortable, huh?
Something like that. Easy on the soda.
Right. There you are, Mrs. Keelan.
Thanks. Would you do something else for me?
Oh, I'd be happy to. But I don't know your first name.
Touché. All right. What are your questions?
How do you think it happened?
I don't know. Not some enemy, because Eddie didn't have any. Just friends. Too many friends.
Who are some of them?
There's only one who really fits the definition, who's really lasted. His name is Pete Stimer.
Pete Stimer? Where can I find him?
You can't. Or at least the police haven't been able to. Nobody's seen him since that night. He's had nightclubs off and on, and in between he makes books.
What about those other friends, the ones who don't last?
They drift in, drift out, depending mostly on whether Eddie had any money at the moment. Of course, there were women.
Oh?
Showgirls, mostly dancers, strippers, so on.
Know any of them?
Hardly.
Ever hear any of their names?
Oh, he's made a point not to. Otherwise, I'd have killed him long ago.
Did you kill him, Mrs. Cannon?
No.
Did you love him?
That's a good question. I think I'll have to pass it, though. I don't really know. I feel all hollow, smashed up inside over what happened. And yet there were times I'd have killed him myself if I'd had a gun. But there were other times, too, when it was so crazy sweet you wanted to die. Because you knew it'd never be like that again. Yeah, that's the way it was with Eddie. Mad. Mixed up. Like watching a 10-ring circus from the front seat in a roller coaster. That's why women flocked around him. That's why they always ran from him later.
You didn't run.
Could I have another drink?
Oh, sure. Were you trying to run when you went up to Arrowhead by yourself?
Maybe. We had a fight. I ran out and told him I wasn't coming back. And only 3 days later, over the radio, I heard where he'd been found dead. Burned up in his car.
Here you go.
I guess they call it shock. I still can't really believe it, even though I know it's true.
Well, I guess you should know. I understand you're the one who identified the body.
I identified a wallet, burned black, a wristwatch, a ring. All of them things I'd bought for him. They told me there wasn't anything that could be called a body.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Keelan. I know this is painful
for you. It's all right. Like I said, I can't believe it. Not really.
Do you have any other reason for not believing Eddie is really dead? I mean, besides just a feeling.
No. No, of course not. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh, it's just a question, that's all. Forget it.
But I...
Let's get back for a moment to another question. You said you were sure it wasn't some personal enemy who killed your husband. Then what do you think?
Well, the same as the police, I guess. They said Eddie won a lot of money that night from some gambler named Topo Leanley.
You don't know this Topo Leanley, huh?
No, but I suppose that's why Eddie was killed. The money wasn't found, so I guess it was robbery.
Did you know about the money?
Well, it all happened while I was up at Arrowhead, anyway. If Eddie ever had any money, I'd be the last one to know about it. He always spent his money where it would show, where he'd get something for it. Laughs, bells, whistles, balloons going up. Not at home. Never.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Forget I said that. I hate women who sit around drooling with self-pity. Like you said, I didn't run. I guess maybe I did love him, Mr. Dollar. Is there anything else you...
No, I guess not. At least not tonight. You look a little beat.
Yes, I'm afraid I am. You go around trying to keep up a front, but it's been rough.
Yeah, I imagine. Well...
That business a while ago, fixing myself up a little. This robe. I just had to do it. There are times when a woman has to feel like a woman. in order to feel anything, even sane. I guess you wouldn't understand, though. And I'm afraid I gave the wrong impression.
No, I think I do understand now. And I also think I owe you an apology.
For what?
For walking in here with a preconceived opinion, for being rude, being wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Forgiven. Forgotten. And come back again, please. Regardless.
I might. On one condition.
Yes?
Your first name. Would you mind?
It's Lila.
Thanks, Lila. Good night.
Good night.
I caught a flash of movement from the corner of my eye and whirled around just in time to see somebody slip off the corner of the terrace and edge into the shadows of the shrubbery. I stepped off the porch and moved toward the dark hedge of banana and scrub palm. I was watching for a sudden attack, but nothing happened. Then I heard a slight sound on the next terrace level up the slope, a rustle of bushes, an accidental scrape of a shoe on the cement walk, and I slipped along the walk. I stopped at the head of the steps and listened. Nothing. The only way out of the patio to reach the street was to come past me. I started searching, but even though I was on guard when the attack came, it caught me off balance. All I could see was a dark shape and the glint of metal in an upraised fist. I grabbed the arm and twisted and drove my left into his stomach, and again, he rolled to his knees and raised his right hand, and again I saw the glint of metal. I jumped for him, grabbed his hand, twisted it back, and at the same time I swung my foot and kicked him in the jaw.
Johnny, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Call Sergeant Reynosa, will you, Lila? He was out cold. I turned him over on his back and struck a match to get a look at him. He was a big man, stocky, bull-necked, blonde-haired. I slid my hand inside his coat and fished out his wallet and opened it. His name was Topo Leanley.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, we meet a Latin doll from Santa Monica, an erudite bartender, and a terpsichorean ecdysiast. And they're all in the cast. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Two of the Kalin matter, which originally aired over 5 weeknights in January of 1956. We'll have the third installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Cary Grant in An Offering of Suspense. And my question about him. Cary Grant was his stage name. What was his real one? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more.
Call me the Wanderer.
Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK77.
Well,
or order That's Rock and Roll now to take a sea cruise with Frankie Ford while dancing in your blue suede shoes with Carl Perkins, or run away with Del Shannon. Just go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay just $19.98. Don't forget promo code ROCK77 to save on shipping. MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Enjoy 74 original recordings for only $19.98. Remember, promo code ROCK77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before we took a break, I wanted to know movie legend Cary Grant's real name. The answer is Archibald Leach. I'm Greg Bell, my real name, and that'll do it. But hey, remember to stop by the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.